First and 10. Foles fakes to McCoy. He's back. He is floating it, and it is complete down the far sideline. Another catch by DeSean Jackson out of bounds at the Viking 42.
As he does every week, joining us, head coach Chip Kelly, kind of break down some of the plays from last Sunday in Minnesota, coach. And I just thought one of the game plans was if they want to take Shady away, then there's other options out there. And obviously what you did with DeSean, out of the backfield, moving around you did, it really opened him up to have his best day, really, of his NFL career.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, people starting to play a lot of man and get a lot more guys closer to the football. And a lot of times when he's out here, then he's going to get their best corner. So how do we get the best corner off of him is just kind of move him around alignment-wise and starting him in the backfield. You know, getting him matched up one-on-one on a nickel is something that's a favorable matchup to us, and that's what we're just trying to exploit right now.
Well, we've seen this route combination where a wheel out of the backfield, you get that kind of running it off right here, and you get this cross. So you have a lot of options if they do pick up DeSean. The design right here to get DeSean against the nickel, and then the throw by Nick was just basically perfect right
there. Yeah, great throw, and DeSean does a great job of just a subtle head and shoulder back inside to freeze him. As you watch him now, make him with the head fake right there to get him off balance. He could go inside, and now if you're a nickel, that's not who you want to cover. You know, you're usually against
him. He's got a little head of steam going right here.
And he's got to run and start at you. You know, usually when he's out wide, I can get right up in his face and get my hands on him and try to stop him from getting ahead of steam. But when you get him in the backfield, he's got a 7 to 8 yard run and start at you.
And a two-way go.
It makes it extremely difficult for someone to cover him in that situation.
All right, so we get that play here to DeSean, and that's one way that you were able to break him down. We saw a couple other ways here as well where he's in different positions right now. So here he is as a lone back right now. And so tell us a little bit about what you're going to do on this play here, Chip.
Well, I think just changing it up is that when he's been here, predominantly 90% of the time, he's run the outside wheel routes and we're running some type of combination for him. So as you watch the defenders, they're just starting to shade outside because they know he's always releasing outside of the backfield wide.
Okay.
So knowing that is just giving him a two-way go, is that if we know the defender's starting to play wide as we start to run wheel routes, is now let's bring him back through and run them on a flat route on the other side. And then we're obviously got a combination coming here where all of our receivers are running our shallow cross package. And that's normally what your running back runs when he's over here and runs a flat route, but DeSean runs it from here. So there's a huge traffic pattern for this defensive back to get through. Once he realizes that he's not coming this way initially, what happens is they get wide because they're trying to overplay this because they don't want to let him get a running start. And then when you dump him that way, he's got to react back in, but when he reacts back in, there's a couple of routes coming at him and a couple defenders coming at him.
Was this a game plan situation, Chip? Was this something that you saw from the sideline where you go, okay, this is what we're getting. Let's go to this right here.
No, it's a game plan thing that we've had in that as you keep adding to the package, you know, it first was just let's get him in the backfield and get him a run and start and let him go. And now that he gets a lot more comfortable in terms of what we're doing, we've added this a couple weeks ago and just it's kind of a tool in the toolbox. If they're going to play us this way and get the matchup you want, this defender now is clearly playing outside man because we're always releasing him outside. So he's favoring that route. Now we get an opportunity to bring him that way. But not only are we bringing him that way, we're bringing our guys back this way. And then here comes the defenders that are covering him. So there's a traffic pattern for him just to fight through once he realizes he's not going the way I thought he was going to go. If you put DeSean on the line of scrimmage and had him run a shallow cross with a DB that can get right up in his face and jam him, you're doing the same exact thing, but we just moved him into the backfield. So the guy's 7 yards off to start, outside leverage, and then has to run through people. If you can get DeSean that type of space to catch a football, then we can create some big plays, and that's what happened. You know, we got an opportunity to get him freed up a little bit more this past Sunday than even earlier in the year, and he's having an outstanding year, but I think it's really helped us.
So from the bunch formation, you widen him here. We've seen this route combination with different people right now, but we're going to get another way of getting him the football right here. You realize Sherrill's out there on him with a lot of space, and so now you're going to run just this deep dig cut, and you're really running Riley off, just blowing the top off the cover right here. So different route combinations to free him inside, which we haven't seen much.
Yeah, and the other thing that happens when you start him in the bunch is that he's not going to get a guy in his face pressing him, so that now when he widens, he's got a 10-yard run and he's got outstanding speed. So now we can get push, and there's a lot of different things we can do. We hit him on a 20-yard stop route earlier in this game, you know, and so now he can break in, he can break out, but you're getting him free access so he can get off the line of scrimmage and do what he does best, which is run.
Nick did a good job of just stepping up, avoiding a little bit of pressure right there, and then keeping his eyes on the prize right there there in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm. Good read by him. He got flushed a little bit. Nick's got to step up in the pocket, but still always keep his eyes down the field, give himself an opportunity to put the ball in the window. And we obviously, with the clear with Deshaun and the shallow cross we got running underneath it, we got the deep in cut for us.
So another one where you take Deshaun, you put him in the slot right here, and you're really going to get kind of mirrored routes right here. And I just thought Nick did a good job of just holding the safety right here and kind of buying some time for Deshaun to get down the field.
He did. You know, we're trying to attack him vertically. We're in the high red zone, and we want to take some shots at the end zone. And we got a route combination over here between Jason and our tight end. And then we have a high-low combination here between Riley and Deshaun. And then really trying to figure out what it is. And once Nick realized it's man, you got two verticals on a free safety. So he leans them to whoever he's not going to throw it to. Mm-hmm. So, and really, as he's leaning them, he's reading this guy. If the guy doesn't buy his lean and is staying here, then this ball is going to Ertz.
Right.
You know, but as he does take away Ertz, then now we freed up Deshaun, and they're both getting underneath man coverage with help over the top. But because it's single high safety, they can only help one guy. So all Nick's got to do is try to manipulate the free safety and then give him a ball, put it where he can catch it, and outstanding catch over his shoulder.
So Chip used a phrase there, the high red zone, which is obviously red zone's from the 20, but here you are 10 yards past it. And this one you want to take the shot because you have more field to work with?
Yeah, you can take a little bit more vertical in your shots and get them down the field. And I've always kind of been humorous to me where the line of the 20 became
the official red zone.
Starts at the 20. And if you're at the 21, it's not a red zone, right? You know, it's, I think defenses understand that. We understand that. You know,
for us, categories in the NFL.
Yeah, I think for us, it's always the line to gain. The red zone for us is if you're there and you don't score, can you kick a field goal?
Okay.
In the old days, it used to be the 20 because it was 7 yards back and a 47-yard field goal.
Right.
Now, the field goals are a little bit deeper. Now, when the ball's on the 30, if we throw three straight incompletions, we still feel Alex can go on the field and kick it. It's a 48-yarder and we're in good shape. So
it's touchdown, field goal, and where is that demarcation? Yeah. Is it the 35?
The red zone for us is the scoring zone. So what's the yard to gain for us? And if we don't score, can we put our field goal team out on the field and kick a field goal? And usually, you know, if it's a good day, no weather involved, usually that's somewhere between, you know, the 33 and the 35-yard line. And that's where the red zone starts for us offensively, and the same for our defense, the same thing, because the people's
mindset
changes.
Keep them out of field goal range and force them to either punt it, make that decision.
Exactly.